Hello, I'm David Landis, and today we have got Paul Kennedy, historian at Yale University, and we're going to talk about the industrialization and its development. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me.
So, industrialization, tell me about it.
Yeah, industrialization is basically one of the major events in human history. It came into being through multiple other events, so it really was the culmination of all of them. For example, the Russian Revolution, the French Revolution, and American Revolution all carry on to the Industrial Revolution.
I agree, definitely. But in my opinion, I also think that the Industrial Revolution is related to the technological success that the world has seen.
Precisely, yes. The inventions that happened were happened in an exponential rate and had a ripple effect, really. So much stuff was invented that helped to invent even more stuff. Stuff like the condensing engine and many other innovations that continue to exist and profit everyone.
I mean, yeah, the thing is, it is a way, it's a very special time period. You know, as it was a time of continuous innovation, just like you said, you know, from one thing to another. And also, just like you said, it was a ripple effect causing mostly good for us. Of course, we'll get to the negative side later, but it's also hard for a country, you know, to be honest, to not progress that fast, considering the speed and how easy it was to produce anything, you know.
Yeah, exactly like that. What you mentioned about the production is really the fascinating thing about the Industrial Revolution. This stuff was getting produced at an insane rate, never seen before. Like, imagine how much time, let's say, a tailor would need to make a suit for his day's work. Divide that by 100, and that's what a machine could do in a day for these humans. So it really transformed the way of living and life in general for all people at that time.
So let me get this right. Well, basically, what you're saying is that the revolution gave us like a basically a mechanical substitution for human skills. You could say, like as a metaphor, the steam power lifts the weight that animals or humans had to carry on their shoulder. You know, but related to that is also the improvement we got in collecting just the raw material.
Yes, exactly. I would say even. The steam engine literally carried the stuff that animals and humans were supposed to carry. But all of that help we got from machines, the situation was a mixed bag because of it. People would move out of their rural villages to come to work in horrendous conditions in these factories. Workers became city dwellers and had to sell their labor to survive on a daily basis. So that's really the negative side of things. But compared to what you already said and what I have mentioned, the increase in production and goods made a lot of stuff cheap for the masses, people getting better wages than ever, and the bigger picture, it improved everyone's life.
I mean, yeah, it had its negative you know, side effects, just like everything else. You know, it's like the opposite side of the coin, which is important to look at. But I mean, if you think about it long term, it benefited us mostly. Anyways, thanks for being here, and thanks for your input.
Glad to be on your show.